98 FM. All day. Big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
It is the 18th of May. We were chatting a few minutes ago there about how the weather was just a little bit miserable over the weekend, to be honest. A bit dark.
It really was.
A bit dark, wet,
cold.
And the heating was on in your house and in mine.
Oh, had to be done yesterday afternoon, I'm telling you.
I bring you some good news this morning, though. Start making plans from Thursday onwards because we're getting what is called a dramatic turn as a band of high pressure moves in, bringing with it warm and sunny weather.
Now, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but it's my birthday on Saturday and I just love when the stars align for a birthday celebration soiree in the garden.
Isn't it lovely also when your birthday lands on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't want to try and do the maths, but how many years ago is it? Six? Is that how it works? But then if you have a leap year,
there was a leap year, I think.
It has felt like quite some time since my birthday landed on a Saturday, but I'm so glad that I'm going to get to use the new garden furniture set.
And you will, because one meteorologist is predicting temperatures of 25 degrees at the weekend.
25?
Met Aaron's revealed the eastern half of the country, that's us, could see the best of the warm and sunny conditions, above average temperatures expected next week. So it's looking good for the weekend and into next week.
Yeah, I'm just looking for Thursday evening now. It's a bit cloudy, but 20 degrees. And then Friday as well is very warm. Yeah, but
lovely.
The sun kicks off now, Brendan. Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday.
Happy birthday to you.
What do they say? Does it have to be 4 days in a row?
Yeah, it's 5 days in a row.
5 days in a row.
Of an above average temperature to be classed as a heat wave.
Yeah, and then randomly, guys, Wednesday is saying 25 degrees at the moment. I know it can change. You to look like a day or two before, but that's absolutely fantastic news.
Lovely. You'll
dare
be having the new garden furniture.
Will there be a bit of halloumi on a barbecue?
Oh, I'd say there might be.
There might be indeed. Mm. Okay, I'm absolutely buzzing for that. That's what we all need because... Yeah, last summer we were really lucky. We had a really good summer.
Yeah.
So let's hope and
pray now.
There's
still time. It's only May.
This is it, but at the same time...
Come on.
I don't know if I've put the heat on in May now for a while. Something else massive happening this summer, not my birthday, the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the halftime show, the details for the halftime show have been announced. It's the first ever World Cup halftime show.
I was going to say, like, obviously I don't know that much about the World Cup, but I didn't think they'd done one before.
I think this is a great idea. So they do it during the finals, so it's basically like the Super Bowl, but at the World Cup.
Yeah.
Shakira, Madonna... Our headlining.
Madonna?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fab.
I didn't realise that.
No,
so I thought it was
that.
Just Shakira on her own.
Yeah.
So the final's going to take place on the 19th of July at New Jersey's MetLife Stadium. Obviously, millions will be watching.
Mm-hmm.
FIFA wrote in a statement that the final halftime show, curated by Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Oh.
That's mad. He's doing it as well.
Okay.
He's going to be joined. Now, this sounds like a fever dream.
It does, yeah.
Chris Martin from Coldplay is going to be joined by characters from Sesame Street and The Muppets.
Sorry?
Alongside a special cameo from BTS.
Sesame Street and The Muppets. Chris Martin.
Kermit the Frog.
Madonna.
And
Shakira. Imagine Miss Piggy and Shakira now doing a duet.
Oh, the divas on stage. Well, we look forward to that on the 19th of July and we're looking forward to the sunny weather this weekend.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning to Grace in Stillorgan, who says, my little win is I decided to take Thursday and Friday off this week after hearing the weather's going to be nice.
Oh, jeez.
Apparently highs of 25 degrees. Bit of, I think, high pressure bringing some warmer weather.
Oh, go on.
Yeah.
Summer is here.
Finally, and thankfully. Denise is in Finglas. Denise says, good morning. My little win is my sister is due her baby today. We're all very excited.
Ooh.
Congratulations. And Liam in Blanchardstown says, my little win is my brother cancelled his plans to visit yesterday at the last minute, so I could just chill out for the day.
Oh, there's nothing nicer than a day of just going with the flow yourself.
Yeah.
No major plans.
I love when people cancel. Unless it's obviously something you really want to do.
Yeah. This is it. Good morning to Alice, Tommy and Maverick in Green Hills.
Our little win is that we're going on holiday to Spain. When we thought it was take your kid to work day.
Stop. What a surprise.
That's a great surprise.
The guy sent that in this morning at 4:30.
Wow.
On the way to the airport. That's very exciting, guys. Have an absolute ball. You're probably on the plane as we speak. Niall's in Tala.
My little win is, got a trampoline the weekend and when I had it put together, my partner realised that they sent it out the wrong one. They sent me out the bigger one.
Hey,
A massive trampoline in the back garden.
Huge trampoline.
Oh my gosh, Niall, enjoy that. Siwani has been in touch.
Hi, my little win is that I saw Devil Wear Prada 2 in the Stella Cinema. Wow, it was amazing experience. First time being there. Wow, really. That's Siwani here. Have a nice day, guys. Bye.
It's such a fab cinema,
cinema.
The movie is brilliant.
Yeah.
Pure escapism.
Mm-hmm,
I
totally.
Need to go see it again. I feel like I need to watch the first one again to get all the nods.
Yeah.
Do you know that way?
Yeah. I'd like to see the second one again.
Yeah, I want to do both. Here's Aga.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win today is that my daughter has TY graduation this evening. So proud of her. Have a nice day.
Oh, amazing. Enjoy all the celebrations.
Love that.
Here's Wendy and Tala.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is that I was doing a big clear out at the weekend. I moved into my new place a year ago and I had a big container of photographs going back to the 90s.
Wow.
So I literally took all of them, sorted them all out, labelled them and have them all filed away.
Oh, Wendy.
And my space feels lovely and clean now. Have a good week.
So organised and also just a trip down memory lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember when we used to bring the digital camera out for a night out, the pink one? I had a pink one.
Yeah.
And you would put up a whole album on Facebook of one night out.
Mm-hmm. There'd be 100 photos from just one night.
Oh, the good old days. And here's Reese.
Hello. My little win is that I passed all my phase two electrical apprenticeship exams over the weekend. So back onto site now. So thank God. Thank you.
Reese, well done. Reese, congratulations.
Guys, that's great.
Thank you all so much for your little wins. Alice, Tommy, Maverick, Siwani, Aga, Wendy, Reese, Niall. We are sending you all out some IMC cinema passes. Enjoy a night out at the movies. Maybe you'll go and see The Devil Wears Prada 2 again.
Mm. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
All the glitz and glamour.
And a new prize.
But what will it be?
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to your favourite game on the radio. It is Matchy Matchy. We play it at 10 past 8 every single morning on The Big Breakfast. Your chance to win loads, and we mean loads of prizes. All you got to do is send either Reb or me to a soundproof booth. And if we all say the same words as each other, you'll win yourself all of these.
Win an air fryer.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Mido.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden strimmer.
A 150 euro fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boat tour.
And it's time to glam up your garden
with this amazing egg chair. Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy. Oh, I'd love one of those
love
egg chairs.
An egg chair.
Another brilliant prize. And hoping to win them all this morning, we have Vincent in Killiney playing Matchy Matchy. Vincent, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you?
We're good, thanks, Vincent. You're playing Matchy Matchy, having porridge this morning with the whole family. Who's there?
We have Annie, Tom, Sean and Will. So that's
Annie,
the staple diet.
Annie, Tom, Sean and Will. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Vincent, what did you get up to over the weekend?
Just busy with activities between Camogie, LGFA, soccer.
Yeah.
You know, it's just busy house.
Flat out.
Very good. And you're flat out this morning. You're correcting essays.
Yeah, I'm a lecturer on a sports management programme, so I'm correcting essays at that time of year.
Are you impressed with what you're reading so far this morning, Vincent?
It's always good.
I love that,
Vincent. Good for you. Yeah. Now, have you and the family had a discussion about who you'd like to play Matchy Matchy with?
We'll go with yourself.
Rebecca,
Vincent.
Off to the soundproof booth, kicking off the week.
I'll be back.
Here we go. Do you have an egg chair already, Vincent?
No. That'd be nice for
them. Lovely, yeah, it'd be great now. The good weather on the way as well. Okay, let's win you all these prizes. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is blue.
Quail.
Blue whale. Your second word is tooth.
Fairy.
And your third word is late.
Late. That's a hard one. Late night.
Late night. Okay, you're saying blue whale, tooth fairy, and late night. Vincent, are we locking those in?
I think so, yes.
We're locking them in. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Hello, how was that this morning?
Very nice. Would you believe now a pair of sunglasses in
there?
Oh,
very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is blue.
I'm gonna say blue sky.
Your second word is tooth.
Tooth fairy.
And your third word, late.
Late.
Mm.
Okay. I'm gonna say early.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Vincent in Killiney this morning?
Oh dear!
Not this morning, guys. You both said tooth fairy, though.
Okay.
After blue,
he's got one.
After blue, Vincent said whale.
Yeah.
And he went late night.
I was going to say late late.
Oh, late late is
yeah.
a great one.
Oh,
yeah.
Vincent, you great answers. I'm sorry it wasn't to be.
Vincent, no, thank you so much for playing and for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you.
We'll send you a 90FM goodie bag.
Love the show, guys.
Thank you, Vincent.
Bye.
We'll do it all again tomorrow morning. Do you want to win that egg chair and all of those other incredible
egg
prizes?
Chairs. They're so glamorous, first of all, but they're very comfy.
Very, very comfy.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Brendan, you have a couple of stories on the way about love.
I do. It's all lovey-dovey this morning. First, though, I have a really cute story to ease us into a Monday morning. This is about a stray cat in Japan who helped save a train station from being closed down.
Stop
right?
Cats. I love them. They're amazing.
Tama is her name. And while Tama is no longer with us, her story is doing the rounds online at the moment. So Tama was a stray. She hung around Kishi train station getting rubs from passengers. As the years went on, that area, just passenger numbers just fell and the train station was going to be shut down, right?
Right.
But one of the bosses decided to make Tama, the cat, station master.
Oh, very good. Because
they
wear a little suit.
They made her a hat. They spent 6 months making her a little hat.
Adorable.
And a new gold collar with station master, her job title, on it.
So chic.
So her job was to just sit by the gate, welcome passengers, you know, and then in return she'd be given cat food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, visitors began travelling from all over Japan to meet Tama because she was the only cat train station manager in the country.
Yeah.
So she transformed the rundown station into one of the busiest in the country because people just kept going to meet
her.
So cute. So it's estimated Tama has helped generate an absolute fortune.
Ooh, lucrative.
For the local economy in the years since. So not only did the station not close down because of her, they built a new building which is like in the shape of a cat's head. The upstairs windows look like the cat's eyes.
Very clever.
They rewrapped a couple of the trains to look like a cat with whiskers on
Stop.
The front. Yeah. And Tama's pictures are on some of the trains as well. So she died in 2015, but Kishi Station is still run by a feline station master.
Aww.
So Ni Tama took over in 2015 and died
Ni
last
Tama.
Year.
Oh,
yeah,
so
I think
much.
That means new Tama.
Yeah.
And now Sun Tama Tama, Yon Tama, Go Tama, and Roku Tama all share shifts.
Oh, so they have very good.
They're on a roster.
Yeah, yeah, good workplace relations there.
Yeah, I'd love to go and
they
visit that.
They must have HR now.
Yeah, I'd say they do. Yeah,
so cute.
The cat meme on the keyboard. Up next, something a little less cute. Bumble is getting rid of swiping and instead matching users using AI.
Oh, really?
This is all a bit sinister. I'm glad I'm not in the apps
yeah.
anymore. So the dating app says swiping is going to be replaced by an AI matchmaking system, which it's called Dates.
Mm.
Whitney Wolfe Heard, she founded Bumble.
Yeah.
She's described the new system as revolutionary.
Right.
She promises users will still write their own bios, but AI will work in the background.
She says, match you people.
Mm. She said, if we get this right, the future of connection will feel more authentic.
Mm.
Really? More courageous and more real than ever before.
Maybe the AI finds out loads of info about each
yeah.
person who's on.
The change is going to come in later on this year.
Mm.
It's unclear when it's going to kick off in Ireland. But
we'll have to wait and see now if there is some success rate with the AI matchmaking.
Yeah. Well, probably better than how it is going at the moment, do you know?
Sure enough.
Finally this morning, from flirting on the apps to flirting with air traffic control.
Ooh.
A pilot accidentally got caught in the middle of a flirty little rendezvous over the airwaves between another pilot and his wife, who's the air traffic controller.
Stop.
There's a fella flying a plane. His wife's in air traffic control. Yeah. They're having a chat. And then this other pilot kind of chimes in, thinking that everyone's just been a bit overfamiliar.
Okay.
This happened in California the other day.
Yes.
The first voice you're about to hear is the husband pilot speaking to his wife.
Back to work. Love you.
Bye.
Back to work. Love you. Bye.
Then this, Camarillo Tower, we love you too. So we'd like to get a tech crowd if possible to Santa Monica.
So he chimes
Charlie on request.
Thank you.
It's my husband flying over.
Oh, gosh.
All right, that just got way awkward.
That's okay. He does that sometimes.
I'm still here.
The husband's still there.
No comment.
You flirting with my wife?
He's not really angry.
I just gave myself a little timeout.
Gas.
So your man obviously overheard. He'd be like, back to work, love you. And he's like, hey, can I get some loving too?
Oh,
and he's like, that's my wife.
Oh,
that is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, I'd like to play a little game this morning with you, Rebecca, if you don't mind. A couple of weeks ago, you put me in a situation where you gave me scenarios and I, on the spot, had to tell you what song might be playing in my head in said scenario.
Yeah, it was like the soundtrack to your life. Desert Island Discs, but a bit more chaotic.
Yeah, so you kind of said, what would be playing in your head when you're in the shower? And in the moment, I said it would be Joy by Ray from her new album. Because I'd be waking up,
yeah,
you know, trying to start the day on a positive note.
Very nice. I was thinking more Adam Rickett, Breathe Again for you.
Yeah.
But sure, look, we all have our own musical tastes,
that
Brendan.
That would be me in a phone booth. So I'm if you would like to play this game this morning in return.
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay, I gave you some scenarios earlier on this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your songs are going to be, but I'm going to ask you each scenario and you're going to reveal the songs to me.
Yes, I've thought long and hard about this.
Okay, your first scenario. What song will be playing in your head as you are driving up to the Walkinstown roundabout?
Oh my God, this really tickled me because I only passed my driving test at the end of last year. The Walkinstown roundabout terrifies me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, some people are scared of clowns and scary movies and whatnot.
Yeah.
I approach this roundabout and I just feel, yeah, very stressed. So the song I've chosen for this is something that I always tell myself to keep doing in this moment. Not to stall, not to panic, but to keep on moving. Take a look around.
Oh yeah, through those 75 lanes of traffic at the Walkinstown roundabout. And keep on moving. Where would you be going now if you're at the Walkinstown roundabout? Where are you moving to?
Going to Tallaght sometimes.
Lovely.
A few different
industrial
places.
Industrial estate.
This
looking
is
for
it.
Furniture. Okay, keep on moving is what's playing as you approach the Walkinstown roundabout. Your next scenario. What's playing in your head as you're getting full glam on for a weekend at Taste of Dublin?
Okay, this song came out in 2007. The artist had had a rough year, but this was her big comeback. And around that age, I was starting to want to go out.
Right.
So I always associate it with me getting ready to go out and live my best life. And it's Britney Spears, Gimme More.
I can smell the Elmet. And the barbecue in Merrion Square.
And the Sally Hansen.
Oh yeah, the Sally Hansen, do you remember? Excellent
choice. I love
choice.
It so much.
Gimme More is playing in your head, getting ready for Taste of Dublin. Up next, what song will be playing in your head as you get to the top of the queue in Greg's, only to find the person in front of you has just bought the last vegan sausage roll?
Oh, I misread this scenario. I'm going to put my hands up and say I misread the scenario. I just saw vegan sausage roll in queue and I said, brilliant, if I got to the top of the queue and I finally took the first bite out of the vegan sausage roll, this will be playing in the background.
Well, unfortunately, no, the last of the vegan sausage rolls was just sold, so not your perfect moment.
Okay, so in that case, if that did happen to me, I think I'd play either Beyonce Sweet Dreams.
Yes.
Or Steps One for Sorrow.
Excellent choices. Love a bit of Steps always. Okay, what song will be playing in your head as you're added to another Hen WhatsApp group?
Now, Brendan, you know me. I love a night out with the girls and I've organised many a hen in my time.
Yes.
I just thought of one band only.
Yeah.
They're my favourites ever. I could have gone with their song Stop, you know, because enough is enough. Sometimes you need a break from all the planning. But no. When I get ready or get together with my girls, we're all just dancing around to this.
Excellent song choice. And if you're a listener to the show and you'd like Rebecca to organise anything for you, please WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98.
I'm almost retiring.
Retiring, you're going out on a high. The perfect party planner. Okay, finally, what song is playing in your head just after you win a game of Matchy Matchy live on 98FM's Big Breakfast?
Well, Brendan, you know, there's no better feeling after months and months of playing when the prize list is longer than my hair extensions if I ever won the lotto. This song comes into my head straight away. Mm-hmm. It's Cece Peniston.
I think that's my favourite answer today.
Finally. That will be worth the wait when we finally win it.
It really, really will. Cece Peniston, finally, we've won a game of Matchy Matchy. Fingers crossed it happens very soon.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.